In Pennsylvania, a small-town politician is fighting for his political life. If county prosecutors have their way, a two-term borough councilman will be thrown out of office for an 11-year-old conviction on drug charges. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Brad Linder reports.
About 8,000 people live within the one-square-mile area of Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. Pete Cianci shook a lot of their hands when he ran for borough council in 1999, and he was frank with them about his background. 6 years earlier, he pled guilty to possession of 138 pounds of marijuana with the intent to deliver it.
You know, my wife was ill at the time. I had no insurance. I was in debt.
Cianci says he'd just lost his restaurant job and was having trouble finding a new one when he was approached to be a drug runner.
I just did it. You know, I can never justify why I did it because it was so wrong, and I pay for it every day of my life right now.
Since his release from prison a decade ago, he's become an active member of the community. He coached Little League and youth football. And when he was asked by the local Democratic Party to run for office, he told them about his conviction, and they convinced him to run anyway. Cianci's past did become an issue in the general election, but he squeaked through, served 4 years, and was elected to a second term in 2003. There's just one problem. According to Pennsylvania's constitution, Cianci is ineligible to hold office. Montgomery County District Attorney Bruce Castor.
The constitution says that no person shall hold an office of public trust in the Commonwealth who has been convicted of bribery, perjury, or other infamous crime. The Supreme Court has ruled that an infamous crime is any felony.
The Republican Bruce Castor has filed a lawsuit to remove Cianci from office. But wouldn't it have made more sense to take action 6 years ago, before Cianci was elected?
The prohibition is against holding the office. Actually running for it is not addressed in the Constitution.
Still, Pete Cianci served a full term and was re-elected before anyone challenged the legality of his position. He says it's all political and that this was the easiest way for his opponents to remove him from office without running against him. But Castor says his lawsuit has nothing to do with politics. He says the reason he didn't act sooner was simple. He didn't know about Cianci.
There are 62 municipalities in Montgomery County, and the DA is supposed to know everyone who wins every local election. That's sort of a ridiculous thing.
And statewide, there are 2,500 cities, townships, and boroughs. There's no way to know how many other convicted felons are holding elected or appointed offices. Castor alone's been involved in four other cases in the past few years. But some critics say prosecutors and the courts are interpreting the Pennsylvania Constitution too strictly. Bruce Ledowitz is a constitutional scholar in Pittsburgh. He says the courts have ruled that any theft conviction would prohibit someone from holding office, even shoplifting.
It should be, you know, 10 years and then you can hold office. It's absurd to think that when you were 18, you were convicted of a crime and now you're 58 and you're not eligible to sit as an office holder even though the people want to elect you and even though they know about the prior conviction.
Ledowitz says many other state constitutions have provisions that prevent convicts from holding office, but he says Pennsylvania's has been interpreted as one of the strictest over the years. And voter Diane Marjoram says that's just not fair in Pete Cianci's case.
I would say that Pete is a special case, and I think he's paid for his mistakes, and it was a mistake. He's young. I mean, we all make mistakes.
Councilman Cianci is waiting for his trial date. In the meantime, he's keeping busy trying to negotiate a parking plan for the new riverfront development in downtown Conshohocken. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder.